Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hour number three. Today is Wednesday. What do they call it? Hump Day. Wednesday, the 5th of January, because we're over the hump. It's already almost Thursday. And when you get to Thursday, it's almost Friday. And when you get to Friday, thank God it's Friday. You know, it's funny because I'm such a hardworking guy. And never, ever in my whole life did Fridays ever mean that much to me, because I really do work 7 days a week and 10 hours a day and 15 hours a day and 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. But lately, I actually am giving one tip of the cap to my age of being 60 years old. I work like an animal Monday through Friday, and I try and enjoy myself on weekends. I'm newly married, and I'm not going to ruin my marriage by working the entire day Saturday and Sunday. I actually do enjoy myself at least a little bit on weekends. And so I love Fridays. I love Thursdays, because Thursday feels like you're almost at Friday, and Friday is your last day. So before the weekend, and I love football on the weekend. So there's a lot of reasons why I do love Fridays, and Wednesday is getting me to Thursday, which gets me to Friday. So there you have it. Also want to mention my favorite show in the whole world. I like lots of different TV shows, all of them violent shows, police shows, military shows, Navy SEALs, Chicago PD. Those are my kind of shows, Blue Bloods. But my favorite show out of all of them is Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. And it is a conservative show. There's no question. It's about, you know, conservatives, raw, frontier, wild spirit Americans, and they're doing what they have to do to protect what's theirs. They kill who they have to kill, who's trying to kill them. And so that's a very conservative show. And the good news is, number one show in the entire United States of America this season. On any cable show in America, they are number one. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're not the number one cable show. They're the number one show of any kind in America, including ABC, NBC, CBS. I believe it's number one for everything. And 9.3 million tuned into the finale. Oh, excuse me. More than 11 million tune in to watch the season 4 finale, making it the most watched show on TV since 2017. So, yeah, not even the most watched show on cable. Got nothing to do with cable. The most watched show on television. It's on Paramount Network. No one even knows what that is. And it's the most watched show since 2017. And they describe it in the UK Daily Mail as Kevin Costner's non-woke TV series Yellowstone breaks records as more than 11 million tune in to watch the season 4 finale. Now, let me tell you the good news. The good news is that it's a very conservative show with my kind of attitude and my kind of spirit. The bad news is that just like The Sopranos, which was my favorite show of all time at one point, but in the beginning, it was this raw, amazing violence, and it shocked you. That was what Yellowstone was, raw, amazing violence. It, for the good guys. Always good guys win, bad guys lose. And that's what I loved about it. But this season, I thought was kind of sucky. And there was very little violence. I mean, episode one was kind of a violence to overcome what just happened at the end of the last episode of season three. But after that, it settled in as like a soap opera with, you know, Beth is like the most vicious woman that's ever lived in the history of television. And she's become the most famous actress in the world. I don't even know her name, but in the TV series, she's Beth. It's the Dutton Ranch, so she's Beth Dutton. What a role she got, the role of a lifetime. She gets to play a cigarette-smoking witch who hates everybody and tries to destroy every human being that comes in contact with. That is the role of a lifetime. So Beth Dutton is a huge star now. That's not her real name. That's her show name. And I think the guy... She and he's got a great part, and Kevin Costner's got a great part. So there's some great aspects to the show, but they, just like The Sopranos, once they became famous off of violence, then they decide they have to be much more intellectual, and they have to get into all these intellectual conversations and dream sequences, thinking back to things that happened in the past, and this stupid sequence about him in an Indian sweat lodge where he's having, you know, visions and eagles are flying by. That isn't why anyone watched the show. They want to see violence, man. That's why I watch Sopranos. I want to see Tony wipe somebody out. I want to see him hit them and kill them. That's why you tune into The Sopranos. You didn't tune in for the dream sequences that Tony was having. You didn't tune in for the stupid psychiatric meetings. You tuned in for the hits, the whacks. It's all about whacking people. I don't get it. If you're going to appeal to conservative men, red meat, baby, you got to whack people. Yellowstone had the most incredible, shocking violence I've ever seen in my life in season 1, 2, and 3. And in season 4, the violence went away. So now it's the biggest show in America, but there's no violence anymore. So believe me when I tell you, you got to get back to violence in the 5th season. Got to. Here's another story that's a little bit off the beaten path. You know, my show is interesting because I do some off the beaten path stories because I love NFL football, which is about violence. Don't ever take away the violence of NFL football or no one's going to watch. And it is about violence. But the Super Bowl this year is at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, right? Well, you know Los Angeles has lost their mind about COVID. They're crazy. They're nuts. You can't go to a restaurant without being vaccinated, without being masked. Your 5-year-old has to show proof of vaccine. And everybody's sick. You wonder why. Masks don't work. Masks make you sick. Vaccines don't work. Vaccines make you sick. Of course everyone is sick in places like Los Angeles and New York. So the NFL is quietly exploring a move of this year's Super Bowl from Los Angeles to Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium. My boys, the Dallas Cowboys, and my stadium, AT&T Stadium, could host it because look at the stadium. In Texas, they don't worry about masks, and they don't worry about vaccines, and it's filled with 100,000 fans. So you can have 100,000 people at the Super Bowl instead of this stupid SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles where they're liable to have massive restrictions that say, first of all, I'm sure you can't get into the Super Bowl in Los Angeles without being vaccinated. What a ridiculous thing. Second of all, they'll say you have to sit out there with masks on outdoors. And then third of all, they'll probably say our stadium holds, I don't know, maybe holds 70,000. It doesn't hold 100 like AT&T Stadium for the Cowboys. But let's say it holds 60 or 70,000 people. They're going to say, oh, you can only have 20,000 for the Super Bowl. And it says in this article, if they, in fact, cut down on the amount of people that can attend the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, they will use this backup plan and move the Super Bowl to Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium. I don't know how you can accomplish that because people have now, you know, paid to attend with airline flights and with hotels, and the whole city is booked, and every restaurant in Los Angeles that expected to have Super Bowl parties will now have nothing. And that's what you get when you live in a liberal, deep blue state. There you have it. They're going to ruin everything for everybody, and all the money is going to go from California to Texas. And that's exactly the way the money's flowing in the economy of the United States of America. So how perfect. How perfect. All right. The other big story today, I have not gotten to at all, is the Georgia ballot trafficking whistleblower. We are going to be able to prove that Georgia was completely rigged, stolen, and ripped off from our man, I almost said Ronald Reagan, our man Donald J. Trump. The election was stolen, folks, and the proof is in. They found a trafficking whistleblower who was paid $45,000 for stuffing ballot boxes, and he's just one of 242 traffickers. And there were hundreds of thousands of fake ballots, he says. He admitted to making $45,000 for stuffing Georgia ballot boxes from 2 to 5 a.m. in the morning, and he was just one of 242 alleged ballot traffickers identified by the True the Vote investigation. There's the possibility of hundreds of thousands of ballots that were stuffed into the ballot boxes in Georgia. And remember, Trump lost Georgia by a lousy 10,000 votes. So all I could tell you is that the election was stolen. There's no question in anybody's mind. Here's a radio host from Georgia, John Fredericks, and he says they were emptying backpacks out. They were dropping 50, 100 ballots into a drop box between 2 and 5 in the morning. Totally illegal. Here's the bottom line, right? The one whistleblower that came forward because allegedly his mom said, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You need to be honest about it. Own up to it. He said he was paid $10 per ballot, and he made $45,000 between November 3rd and the runoff from the two elections, the two U.S. senators and the presidential election. He said this was the average payout. There were 240 people doing the same thing. You start doing the math here, $45,000 times 240 people, it cost Democrats $11 million to steal the election. And then you take 4,500 ballots times 240 people, and you're talking about a million ballots that were fake. A million ballots that were fake. Wow. Crazy stuff, folks. The election was stolen. And I'm telling you, President Trump, I'm with you. I love you. The election was stolen. The election was rigged. It's all fraud. It's all fake. Guess what? So's the COVID vaccine. It's all fraud. It's all fake. It's all rigged. They stuffed the ballot box. And they stuffed the COVID box. All the numbers are false. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He developed the Zelenko Protocol. Hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. Now he's got a new product called Z-Stack. He is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. Amazing guy, Dr. Zelenko. Regular guest on this show. Z-Stack has vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin. All in one capsule, just two capsules per day, will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. This is science-based. Just go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Click on the link, see the big Z, click on the Z. Right near the top of the homepage, and purchase your bottles of Z-Stack right now and build your immune system. We'll be right back.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Does your business spend $500 a
every day? We take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
A couple of things before I get to the sponsor and some more columns. I mean, some more major news stories, I should say. First of all, Dave is a great fan of the show, and he just sent an email and said, Wayne, the woman I was telling you about from my office that was in the hospital with COVID, and they put her on a ventilator, wouldn't give her any ivermectin. She just passed about an hour ago, Dave. So, I mean, this is happening all across America. It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. Once you go in the hospital, they do absolutely nothing. Nothing. Nothing to save your life. They put you on a ventilator, and you're dead. And then another fan of the show, don't have his name. I'm not quite sure what his name is, but he sent me a text. He knows my cell phone number, so he must be someone I know. And he'll probably text me after this saying, it was me, Wayne, what are you, crazy? But he says, Trump got your message. Because here's something that just came out moments ago from President Trump. My message was that Trump has to stop saying how great the vaccine is and start talking about how terrible the response by Biden is to COVID. So Trump just put out this statement. The Biden administration response to COVID is getting worse every day. Joe Biden said there's no federal solution. Then he federalized the distribution of antibodies. And red states are getting the short end of the stick. In my administration, we respected the role of governors to take care of their own states. And they could request antibodies and therapeutics depending on what they needed. That's the way our country is suggested to be run. Now there's talk by the Biden administration, again, about closing schools and even vaccine mandates for school children. This is an outrage, and MAGA Nation should rise up and oppose this egregious federal government overreach. The Democrats are so incredibly mandate-happy. There's a discussion about a vaccine mandate for school kids this year in Detroit and other Democrat-run places. Our administration did what they said could not be done, vaccines in record time. I said he should brag about that. That's fine. But we never issued mandates, and I never would. People should be able to choose how they want to govern their own health. federal government must be reined in and give the people back the freedom to decide whether they want to be vaccinated or not. Joe Biden said he would never issue mandates, but he did it anyway, like so many other things. So there's something that sounds like it was written by Wayne Allyn. It sounds like Trump read my exact column. You are right. You are right. Whoever it is that texted me, I don't know what your name is, but you're from the 408 area code, and I appreciate your text. I appreciate I did not see Trump's note that's out. Sponsored, by the way, this segment of the show is Sons of Liberty. Have you heard the latest about vitamin D3? It's essential to your health. A new peer-reviewed study shows mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. And this is all over the world. There have been studies all over the world that show that if you're vitamin D deficient, much more likely to die of COVID. If you have lots of vitamin D, much less likely to die of COVID. Or any other disease, by the way. And our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, that is the highest quality CBD in the world, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. It provides 15,000 IUs daily, tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Instead of when you take a pill, the acid in your stomach kills a lot of it. So you don't get, instantly in your bloodstream, and you don't get all of it. The spray eliminates that problem. It goes straight into your bloodstream. No acids eliminate any of it. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, you go to the website, gosonsofliberty.com, gosonsofliberty.com. You get a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. So go to gosonsofliberty.com, and at checkout, just type in WAR15. You get 15% off forever. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. gosonsofliberty.com. WAR15. And listen, I told you they're trying to steal the election. The left launches again. They're trying to steal the election again because they know what's coming. It's a landslide if they allow it to be a normal election. So they can't. It can't be a normal election. Can't be. So the left has launched an effort to win the midterms by disqualifying Republicans for an insurrection. Some Democrats using the anniversary of last year's Capitol riot, I don't think it's a riot, Capitol protest, to launch an effort to win the 2022 midterms by disqualifying any Republicans who supported the effort to challenge the 2020 election results as insurrectionists. The effort spearheaded by Russian hoaxer Mark Elias. They're trying to use a provision of the post-Civil War 14th Amendment crafted to disqualify former Confederates or anyone who engaged in insurrection or rebellion or gave aid or comfort to the enemy from ever holding federal office. They fight dirty. Do you understand, Wayne Root? I was this nice little Jewish kid in this horrible neighborhood, in this horrible school, where everyone wanted to kick my ass. And I learned the only way to win is to fight dirty with everything you got. Democrats fight dirty, and Republicans are fighting by Marcus of Queensbury rules. Are you idiots?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will tour the damage left behind by Boulder County's Marshall Fire during a visit to Colorado on Friday. Last week, powerful winds fueled the wildfire in Superior and Louisville, destroying nearly 1,000 structures and leaving hundreds without homes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. More Americans are getting their coronavirus booster shot, but there are no plans to change the definition of fully vaccinated.
Individuals are considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19 if they've received their primary series.
That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Her agency says more than 206 million people are considered fully vaccinated. More than 71 million have gotten a booster shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. George Soros, enemy of the American people. What a horrible human being. What a disgusting... the grave soon anyway. And when he does, unfortunately, he's got sons who are as vicious and liberal communist scumbags as he is. These are enemies of America. Why doesn't anyone have the balls to literally deport them or to arrest them and indict them and put them on trial for being traitors? George Soros is a traitor. His sons are traitors. These are not people that should be allowed to step foot in the United States or put their money behind Democrat candidates for office and put DAs in place, district attorneys whose goal in life is to let every criminal go. This just in, by the way, I keep telling you that Australia is the worst country in the world. They really are Nazi Germany, updated for 2022. When it comes to COVID vaccines and the COVID mandates, the number one tennis player in the world, Novak, how do you pronounce his last name? Djokovic? I think it's Djokovic. Novak Djokovic, number one tennis player in the world, has been denied entry to Australia after being granted immunity from COVID-19 vaccine exception. So first he got an exception to the vaccine from the country's, you know, whoever gives exceptions to the vaccine. But then they won't let you in the country. Health Minister Greg Hunt, is Australia, issued a statement saying Djokovic failed to provide appropriate evidence to meet the entry requirements for Australia and his visa has been canceled. According to a local report, Djokovic's team had not applied for a visa that permits medical exemptions for being unvaccinated. Top-ranked player in the world flew in after receiving a medical exemption from the strict coronavirus vaccine requirements in place for the Australian Open, where he's a 9-time winner. I never even heard of such a thing. I had no idea that one guy had won the Australian Open 9 times. Anyway, they canceled his visa and they kicked him out of the country. Can't come in. Gotta go. That's how crazy Australia is with their rules about vaccines. All right, we've got our guest here, Steve Moore. Steve is a freedom works economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a regular guest here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, a good friend. Website is committeetounleashprosperity.com. Steve Moore, how are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you, Wayne. Very good. And I'm not in an airport today, so happy to talk.
There we go. Good news. So your new book is out, GovZilla. Instead of Godzilla, it's GovZilla, G-O-V, meaning government. How the relentless growth of government is devouring our economy and our freedom. So explain what's covered in the new book, GovZilla, or GovZilla.
Yeah. Well, I really got inspired to write this, you know, because of what Biden is doing to our country. And I've never seen, I don't think any of us have ever seen anything like this. Have you, Wayne?
No, but I don't think it's Biden. Hey, Steve, I don't think it's Biden. Biden's a brain dead zombie, and he's a puppet, and they just stick their hand up their butt, and they, you know, you have George Soros giving the orders, and Obama giving the orders, right? And probably Susan Rice giving the orders, and probably who's the other one? I'm trying to think of the other big one that used to bust Obama around. I can't remember her name now, but she's another one, and probably the Chinese Communist, but Valerie Jarrett, the Chinese Communist Party. That's who's calling the shots. It's not Biden.
Yeah, well, I agree. It's the entire left, you know. And
right.
Republicans are, you know, one of the points I make in the book is Republicans are hardly blameless in this massive growth of government. But it's something that, you know, the book basically goes back to the founding of our country and just basically says, like, the whole idea of America as a nation was that we had a constitution which had very limited powers of the United, of the federal government, that, you know, the 9th and 10th Amendments, as you know, most people, I call them the two forgotten amendments, that all rights, you know, that are not explicitly given to the federal government in the Constitution are reserved for the
blood of the states.
And the people, right? And so anyway, now we have a situation where the federal government is, if we were to pass all of these spending bills, and we've passed most of them, you know, we're headed towards a situation in the next 25 years or sooner where government is going to consume over half of our economy. And that makes us more socialist than free. And by the way, in the COVID year of 2020, last year, we did, the government was actually more than 50% of our economy. I never thought that would ever, ever happen in the U.S., and yet here we are. And yet nobody seems to, you know, even the New York Times recently said that what Biden is proposing, and by that he means, you know, the Democratic Party and the left-wing establishment, is cradle-to-grave government. And, you know, if you have cradle-to-grave government, everything's free. I mean, Reagan said it best, that government's big enough to give you everything you want, is big enough to take everything you've got. And that's the situation we find ourselves in today.
Right. Yeah, and by the way, I never thought I'd look back with longing to the days where government just stole all my money and gave it to citizens, you know, who are lazy bums on welfare. Now they want to steal all our money and they give it to non-citizens who are, you know, pouring across the border by the billions. So I'd rather at least give it to citizens who are lazy bums. Not everybody in the whole world who wants to come to America be a lazy bum. Crazy, right? I mean, it's just insanity.
Yeah. And incidentally, it's even worse than that, because I'm sure you've seen these audits by the Inspector General that something like $150 billion was fraudulently sent out in these unemployment checks, and then this, you know, the, what do they call those payments, the PPP loans, and a lot of it went to people, not only people who are ineligible in the United States, but people in Nigeria, South Africa, Zimbabwe,
right,
getting all this money. You know, I'm laughing because it's so pathetic. And
these were Nigerian phone callers, right? These were like Nigerian phone callers asking for money, or Nigerian emails, and the government said, yes, no problem, we'll give you all our money.
Exactly. And it was crazy. Billions. I mean, here's the thing. It was billions and billions and tens of billions of dollars, and nobody does anything about it. Nobody bats an eye when Biden keeps asking for more and more money. I'm like, wait a minute. Before we give you another penny, why don't you do something about the massive fraud and waste and duplication and redundancy? You know, why do we need 87 different education programs, 57 different job training programs, 69 child care programs? You know, I could go on and on. It's just the waste. It's almost like nobody cares about the fact that we're wasting so much money, because it's a stimulus, you know, and the more money we pay out in food stamps and unemployment benefits and, you know, rental assistance and child credits and so on, you know, the more, the better the economy does. That's the Nancy Pelosi philosophy. And if we don't stop this, you know, Godzilla, you know, which is truly eating up our economy, we are going to end up like a third world country in terms of our, you know, show me somewhere, somebody show me any country that's allowed their government to grow and grow and grow where that story had a happy ending.
Right. Well, you know, you think about Cuba and Venezuela, people running for their lives away from communist China and communist Soviet Union and Haiti and all these countries that have socialist style or communist style government and economies. Everybody's willing to die on a raft in shark infested waters to get away from them. Right. Well, that we've created that or recreated that in places like Chicago, Manhattan, New York City, Los Angeles. People are going to be willing to die, Steve, to get away from New York after this new DA. Did you see the new DA, what he proposing? What he is proposing right now in New York City? Steve, you there?
In New York?
Yeah, in Manhattan. There's a new DA. He just took office, and his very first letter to all the assistant DAs was that we're not going to prosecute almost anybody anymore. Nothing is a crime anymore. You can do whatever you want. Armed robbery isn't a crime anymore. It's a little ticket.
Don't you understand that in the new liberalism, you know, armed robbery is a petty crime, and you know it's the opposite of what needs to be done. I mean, we have the one thing that the government is supposed to do is keep
protect us,
and and they can't even do that. And then, you know, I don't know if you're following what's happening in Chicago, but 91% of the school teachers have basically gone on strike.
Unbelievable.
Teaching schools are shut down. Show me something where government does anything right. It's just,
right.
It is so frustrating. And folks, we're the problem because we keep electing these morons that keep, you know, if you voted for Joe Biden, and by the way, again, I don't think Republicans are any great shakes either, but this is Bernie Sanders on steroids.
Yeah. I mean, what I consider to be a Democrat is what most Rhino Republicans are. You know, they're kind of wishy-washy, and they get in office. They don't do anything that makes me really happy. But they also don't destroy my world and my country and my economy. Liberals get in. So there is still a difference between a Rhino and a bad Democrat. These people are just outright radical communists. They're insane. There's no Rhino Republican, Steve, that wants to, you know, make armed robbery a basically a desk ticket and let you go. There's no such thing. But with liberals, they're this crazy.
I'll give you an example where you're talking about that. Head of the House Budget Committee in the United States House, Democrat, and he's from Massachusetts. I'm blanking out on his name right now. But he recently said, I have this quote in the book, he said, you know, Republicans are complaining about how much money we're spending on borrowing. He said, we can afford to borrow and spend, quote, whatever we want. And that comes from this philosophy, this idiotic ideology that the left has adopted. Have you ever heard of a modern monetary theory?
Yeah, of course. You can just print whatever you want, right? You can just print as much money as you need.
I think you and I talked about this a number of years ago. We used to laugh at, can you believe these morons actually are peddling this stuff?
Now they're in office.
Now we're actually doing it.
Right. Just print as much as you need. It doesn't matter.
What modern monetary theory is, it basically says that because we're the world currency, we can afford to spend and spend and borrow and borrow and borrow until ad infinitum, and it's never going to have a negative effect on the economy.
Hey, Steve, let me interrupt. The music's on, and we're headed to a break. Just stay right where you are, and we'll pick up on the other side with another segment with Steve Moore, FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, his website, CommitteeToUnleashProsperity.com, and he's got a great newsletter that I get not every morning, but most mornings. Steve Moore, great guy. We'll be right back. Wayne L. Root.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of my...
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today. EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022. EnergizeHealth.com.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, Extreme Traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I never, ever, ever, ever am happy when anybody is sick, whether anybody is hospitalized, anybody dies. I never wanted to make political points, ever, 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 ever. Unlike the left, by the way, that constantly wishes death and illness on Republicans, and in particular on me, if you look at my emails. But Israel records the highest daily rise in COVID infections since the beginning of COVID. And the same thing's happening in the United States. 1 million people were sick yesterday. Do you think that's because of the unvaccinated? These are the vaccinated. The entire Israel is triple vaccinated, heading for the fourth vaccine. It doesn't stop COVID. Okay, we could have a whole other argument about whether it stops death of COVID or more serious cases, but it does. Nobody ever gave the polio vaccine and said, don't worry, you'll get polio, but it won't be bad. Don't worry about the smallpox vaccine. You know, you'll get smallpox, but it won't be bad. It'll just be like 3 months with pox all over your face. Nobody ever said that. This vaccine was supposed to prevent the transmission of COVID. That's the job of vaccines. All right, let's go back to Steve Moore, because I want to talk more about California and New York, his new book about the size of government, the massive size, GovZilla, how the relentless growth of government is devouring our economy and our freedom. Obviously, Steve, the average person is starting to see this because they're all trying to get out of blue states, and you've got some amazing Census Bureau numbers of how many people are leaving the West, which is California, the Northeast, and the Midwest, and they're all going to the South and the Southwest, of course, where I am, in Vegas and in Phoenix and in Dallas, I'm sure they're racing to, and they're probably racing to the whole Florida and the whole Texas. So tell us about the numbers.
Well, this is something that, you know, when progressives talk about how they're going to create these worker paradises and everything's going to be so wonderful if they have, you know, all the big government programs and all the regulations and all the one giveaways to the union bosses and all of these things, the green energy stuff. And it turns out that what's happened over the last 25 years, and especially accelerating in the last couple of years, is that people are, you know, massively fleeing these blue states, like my home state of Illinois, and states like Michigan, and states like New York, and California, New Jersey, Connecticut, and they're moving to Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Utah, Idaho, states like that that have either no income tax or very low income taxes, much more economic freedom.
Don't forget Nevada
is another one. Nevada is another big one. And so that's happening. I think that the last number was that over the last 10 years, about 4.5 million people on net have moved to these low tax states. So, you know, you ask a liberal, gee, why are people moving from, you know, New York to Florida? It's the weather. It's like, okay, well, why are people leaving California for Texas? They're not moving from California to Texas for the weather. And so this is called people voting with their feet. And they're voting with their feet against liberalism, against progressivism, against big government. But at some point, you know, if we continue to federalize everything, Wayne, you know, federalize health care, federalize daycare, federalize the tax.
It won't matter anymore, right?
It doesn't matter where you go. You're not going to escape it.
Well, it will matter if, you know, look, I've been divorced. I'm not proud to brag about it, Steve, but guess what? I just got remarried, had a wonderful, huge wedding here in Las Vegas, and with my new wife, and we're in our newlywed phase, and life is good. And you know what? It proves that you can survive divorce and you can make your life better on the other side. America really is at the point where you need a divorce. I don't think liberals can live with conservatives. I can't live with people that want to give me a vaccine mandate. I can't live with people that want open borders. I can't live with people that want to make armed robbery a death ticket and $1,200 of shoplifting not a crime anymore. And anything short of murder, you walk right out of jail. I can't live in that country. I think we should all fight for some sort of a separation now. A legal divorce, a legal separation. You know, I don't want to use the word secession because it has that Civil War connotation, and I don't want that connotation. But I do think our country needs to be more like the EU. Why can't we be 50 different little countries all under one umbrella?
Well, that was sort of the intention. You know, that's what the book is about. It's like the intention was, you know, that we would be, or at that point, you know, where there were 13 colonies that formed the United States and then more and more states. But the whole idea behind, that's why they added the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, you know. And by the way, there were, of our, you know, original founding fathers, a lot of them didn't want the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, not because they didn't believe in it, because they said, this is redundant. This is what the whole Constitution is about. The Constitution doesn't give powers to the federal government. It takes powers away from the government, right? And so we, you know, but I look, I've come around to where you are. I mean, we've talked about this, Wayne, over the years. And look, if people in New York and California and Illinois want to shut down their economies and they want to have, you know, all these crazy policies, they want to raise their tax rates to 20-25%, and they want to have, you know, everybody has to join a union, and great, you have to use wind and solar power, you can't use fossil fuels, fine, go ahead, have at it. But let us, in the free states like Nevada and Florida and Georgia, Texas, you know, in states like that, let us do it our way, and let's not have the United States government, you know, and I'm not talking about insurrection. I'm not talking about a civil war. I'm just saying, let's have a peace. I like, what was the term you used? A separation. A
peaceful legal divorce. That's all. Mommy's a crazy liberal nutcase, and Daddy's a capitalist evangelist like Wayne Root. Daddy needs to get away from Mommy because he doesn't want to kill her at the dinner table. So we need a peaceful separation and divorce. That's what we need in America today. Steve Moore, great to have you on. His website, Committee to Unleash Prosperity.com, and his book is GovZilla. Thank you, Steve.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.